Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We begin in Gaza, where Israeli forces have launched attacks targeting several areas in the central parts of the Gaza Strip, including the Al-Maghazi and Burej refugee camps. In Nusrat, several homes were reduced to rubble after being bombed. At least 16 Palestinians were killed in that attack. Dozens more were injured and rushed to a makeshift hospital. More than 34,000 Palestinians in Gaza have now been killed by Israeli forces since October the 7th. Hamas's political leader Ismail Haniyeh says that Israel isn't interested in reaching a ceasefire deal to end its war on Gaza. He says that the group's non-negotiable condition is the complete withdrawal of the Israeli military from the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has blamed Hamas for the failure to reach a ceasefire deal that would allow the release of those Israeli captives held in Gaza. Now, he's vowed to further increase pressure on Hamas in the coming days. Well, at least three Israelis have been injured in a suspected car ramming attack in West Jerusalem. Israeli police say that they found a weapon near the site of the incident. It comes amid heavy security restrictions across the occupied East Jerusalem ahead of the Jewish Passover holiday. The Iraqi armed group Qatib Hezbollah has announced that it's resuming attacks on US interests in the country, saying there's been no progress in talks on their withdrawal. The group had suspended attacks in January after three American troops were killed in a drone attack in Jordan. Now, the Iranian president Ebrahim Raisi has arrived in Pakistan on a three-day visit aimed at mending bilateral ties between the two countries. Tensions surged in January after an exchange of strikes along their shared border. Raisi's trip comes just days after Iran and Israel exchanged drone and missile strikes as tensions run high in the Middle East. Well, at least 11 people are still missing after storms caused severe floods in southern China. 53,000 have been evacuated out of the path of the heavy rain that's hitting Guangdong province. The Pearl River has burst its banks and flowed into streets and houses. The heavily populated region is home to China's technology and manufacturing sector. Authorities are warning it could be a once-in-a-century disaster.
On the Inside Story podcast, the US House of Representatives approves a $61 billion aid package for Ukraine. What will it mean for the war against Russia and the prospects for an end to the conflict? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.